Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad, and we'll work those questions into the coaches as soon as we can. We're now welcome to the call of the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning.
Good morning. A bye week for you guys that fell what I would think you think is a pretty good time in the middle of the season. How did you guys make use of it last week?
Well, I think you're right, and it did come at a good point in our schedule. So it was good to be able to, especially after a tough road game at Delaware, have a little bit of time just to regroup and recharge. I thought the kids really handled the bye week very, very well. I thought they practiced very hard, when we were out there, and we were able to give them a little bit of time away also. So it was a good mix, and, they came back and practiced yesterday with a lot of energy. So we're excited about the matchup this week against a very good Villanova team.
Got several media members who have questions for you, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Mendia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Mike, last year's game at Villanova, it was one where your defense kind of won it for you after Brian got hurt. And I think, the way your defense played that day kind of resembled, the first few CAA games this year. What do you remember about the way your defense played that day up in Philly?
Well, you look back at that game, and I think that was a big turning point, not only for us defensively, but for our program, because, it's just what we came into when we first got here, and just not a lot of confidence on that side of the football, and had not played very well for a couple of years, and that was a game where all of a sudden you have a true freshman out there taking snaps with your starting quarterback on the sideline, and you're playing a very good team, and your defense really had to step up, and your run game really had to step up, and they responded, and I felt like that was a game that, hard fought, tough win that eventually ended up being, clinching the conference championship. But I really felt like that game brought our team together on a different level. And so I thought that was a big turning point for our program. And, we've played pretty solid ever since. So, I expect it to be probably a very similar game this week. I mean, it's, two of the top defenses in the league, two very good offenses, very physical football teams, and so it should be probably a very similar matchup.
I was going to ask, what do you see from their offense this year? I know they get a lot of respect for what they do on defense, but they have the league's number three scoring offense
right now.
What do you see they're doing offensively?
Well, it's very versatile. They're going to give you a ton of different formations, a lot of different motions. They're going to get some unbalanced stuff. They're going to run the football, very effective running the football, and very good offensive line, and then some talented skill guys. And, I think the quarterback's done a great job since stepping in and did a real good job with some play-action stuff off the run game. And obviously, got some good field position last week with the turnovers that their defense forced. But, I just think that they're a complete football team, very well coached, and, they complement, each phase kind of complements the other.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Craig Haley with Stats.
Hello.
Hello, Coach. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. How you doing, Craig?
Okay, good talking to you. I realize you want to keep the team away from the game day set and just limit distractions. Can you talk about the decision with that? I mean, obviously you have a couple recruiting classes that didn't get to experience it 2 years ago, and just your thoughts on the right or wrong answer with it.
Well, I mean, to me, having College Game Day here on our campus is just a special event for our institution. It's going to bring some national recognition for the school. It'll be our fans and alumni will enjoy it tremendously. At the end of the day, though, the most important thing for our program is the football game, and we're going to keep our focus right there where it's supposed to be. And all the activities surrounding the game and everything else, that's for the fans to enjoy, that's for the alumni to enjoy, that's for the city of Harrisonburg to enjoy. But we're going to focus on doing everything we can to try to figure out a way to beat Villanova.
Sure. If the game day wants you to come on air Saturday morning, will you do that?
I mean, we will oblige, media requests within within respect, and you know, we'll make accommodations to try to do everything we can, because obviously them being here is something that's it's not something that happens every week. So we'll see how the week goes, and we'll see how the schedules are able to work out.
Sure. Good luck, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Your next question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Mike. How you doing?
Doing good.
You were just talking about the city of Harrisburg. You know, I have a house down there. What's just the impact of having College Game Day in that beautiful city, you know, right off 81? And is it going to help the city of Harrisburg to get that spotlight to say, hey, come here and enjoy besides JMU football, but more other attractions they have there?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm the person to answer that question. So it'd be more maybe somebody with the Chamber of Commerce or something. But I would imagine that it would have probably a pretty significant impact on the local economy with the influx not only of people attending the game this weekend, but of people coming just for the game day experience. So, no doubt that Harrisonburg will benefit significantly from this weekend.
And what do you think about having the two teams and the best in this conference being spotlighted on Saturday morning with College Game Day? Is this good for the league to get, you know, everybody's more attention to this league, especially how great this league is?
There's no doubt. I mean, you got two of the better teams in the league, I would think. But, I mean, the thing is, I mean, just like you were talking about just a second ago, we have seven teams ranked in the top 25 last week. I don't know what it's going to look like this week. But, you know, this league is a bear. And, we have had to play extremely well to win the first two league games, and they've been very, very difficult games for us. So it's every single week you're going to get a challenging opponent, and certainly this one's no different this week with Villanova.
Well, good luck this week.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
And your next question comes from the line of Ron Counts with the Charlottesville Daily Press.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing pretty good.
So, obviously, you have a handful of players in this roster that did experience that last game day game. How are you going to lean on those guys this week to kind of keep the young guys in check?
Well, we've talked about it during the bye week, anticipating this becoming reality, and we've talked about it again yesterday. So, the big thing that all of them have been adamant about is just not allowing the team to get caught up the way it did 2 years ago with everything surrounding College Game Day, and to keep the focus on the game. I think everybody's on the same page there. And, you know, at the end of the day, those guys that played in that game in 2015, you know, for the most part are our senior leaders. So, you know, they have a tremendous amount of influence. But I think that what we'll see this week is a team that's extremely focused, that understands what's important and what's not important. And I think a good thing to keep in mind is this is a team that went through a pretty, a pretty high-profile playoff run last year. So it's not not the first time around for most of these kids.
Absolutely. And in terms of recruiting, in terms of exposure, how valuable is this second College Game Day appearance to you guys?
Certainly doesn't hurt. There's no doubt about it. So, you're getting JMU and JMU football, broadcast out on probably the premier sports show of the weekend, each weekend. And so anytime you're getting your name and your brand out there, people are talking about it. So it'll be, it'll obviously be a plus for us in recruiting, and it'll be a plus for the CAA conference, I think, on a national level.
And Nova's a team that hasn't given up 100 yards rushing at all this season. What have you seen out of their rush defense?
I see a very good defensive football team, and they are very disciplined. They have outstanding players. They play together very well. It's a well-coached scheme. They play with a lot of confidence. You see guys, fitting things correctly and playing at a high intensity level. There's a reason why they're putting up the stats defensively that they are. They're probably the best defense we have faced so far this year.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks a lot.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
I'm speechless, Coach Houston. You've covered all my questions and more. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Your next question is from the line of Mark Berman with the Roanoke Times.
Given how good that Villanova run defense is, do you expect this game to be something that you might have to win with Brian's arm, or do you have enough confidence in your run offense that you kind of feel, you know, you guys can run the ball against anybody, even a Villanova defense?
Well, I mean, I think no matter what, we're going to have to go out and play very, very well offensively. You know, we try to be a very balanced offense, and that's what we'll try to be on Saturday. Of course, we'll be challenged right there, so we're going to have to play at a much higher level, you know, as a complete unit. And certainly, you know, I'm sure they'll have some wrinkles and some different things, you know, to throw at us that we haven't seen before. So we'll have to be ready to adapt to that.
And one last question on game day, if I may. You know, we've seen FCS teams over the years, you know, leave for FBS just so they can get on the bottom of the ticker, you know, just because they think they can possibly get some great publicity. And does it always work out for them too well? How meaningful is it to you that you can be at an FCS school and kind of develop JMU into a national brand that gets game day twice, that you can do this, you know, without having to spend the money to flee to FBS?
Well, I just think that I am very blessed and very fortunate to have the opportunity to be at James Madison University. And when I first stepped foot on campus almost 2 years ago, I knew that this was a special place. And I'm, you know, I'm glad to be a part of it, and I'm excited about what we've been able to accomplish here, and I'm excited about the future here at JMU. So it's just, this is a special place, and it's, you know, I just think it's, you know, one of the true hidden gems in college football.
Thank you.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye.